With the World Men's Curling Championship set to open up in Ottawa this weekend, EJ and Ryan Harnden are set to reunite on the curling rink. The Sault Ste. Marie brothers, who were teammates for years with Brad Jacobs and his Northern Ontario-based team for years before the team disbanded at the end of last season, are back together as members of Brad Gushue's Newfoundland and Labrador-based team that will represent Canada at the tournament. EJ joined the Gushue rink full-time in the offseason while Ryan will be with the team as an alternate. "Joining EJ is going to be special," Ryan said. "Joining a group like these guys, who have won so much over the last 7 years, I have a tremendous amount of respect for this team. We've battled in some big games over the course of our careers, but that respect level has always been there. Anything I need to do, anything they want me to do, I'll be there to help make their lives a little bit easier so they can relax and focus on curling. That's my primary goal," Ryan added. Gushue said experience played a role in adding Ryan as their alternate. "Ryan has been one of the best leads in the world the last number of years," Gushue said. "The ability for him late at night to go out and match rocks for us, we're going to be confident that whatever he says, whatever he gives us, they're going to be pretty darn close." Gushue added that familiarity with the team also helped. "The familiarity there and the comfort he's going to provide to the team," Gushue said. "It's not like he's coming in and we need to learn about him." Ryan also said that getting a chance to join the Gushue rink took some of the sting off losing in the Brier final with Matt Dunstone's Manitoba-based team. "To come that close, it was obviously very disappointing," Ryan said. "I'm honored and very excited to join these guys. They're a team I've respected for a very long time." EJ called having brother Ryan joining the team for the Worlds special. "Going back to that, obviously it was extremely hard playing against Ryan," EJ said of the Brier final. "We have a really close relationship and I think everyone got a really good inside look at that throughout the Brier and especially into the playoff round and the type of relationship that we do have. Both of us were very honest and genuine when we said, as hard as it was, that was a perfect scenario because at least one of us was going to win." EJ added that, "I probably felt every single emotion that I was able to feel simultaneously once we won." Both Harnden brothers also reflected on their last World Men's Curling Championship appearance, which was 10 years ago with Brad Jacobs Rink. "We were a bit of a deer in the headlights at that first Worlds," Ryan said. "Being quite new onto the scene, we had some ups and downs. That prepared us very well for Sochi, even though the Olympics is a bit of a different beast. Having that international experience kind of opened our eyes of how much pressure there is wearing that Canadian flag. It's hard to prepare for what that feels like when you're now representing your country," EJ added. "That was a great learning experience for us to be able to separate from those expectations and focus on what it is that we need to do as individuals and as a team in order to maximize our play on the ice and focus on the things that are within our control." EJ joined the Gushue rink in the offseason after Team Jacobs announced near the end of last season that Jacobs was stepping away from competitive men's curling for the time being. EJ said transitioning to his new team has been going great. "To still be able to learn and absorb knowledge has been great," EJ said. "I feel like that's only going to help me of these next number of years continue to improve and become even a better player than I am now, which is a great feeling." EJ added that his new teammates, Gushue, Mark Nichols, and Jeff Walker, have been really easy to get along with. With EJ and Caleb Flaxie, also a Sioux native, on the team this year, Gushue said both have mixed in well, EJ as second and Flaxie as a coach. "We're at very similar stages in our life. We're similar ages and have a lot of similar interests. We have good chats and it's nice to be able to bounce some stuff off him and him bounce some stuff off me and we also like our quiet time too," Gushue said of EJ. "Caleb's very detail-oriented," Gushue added. "It's nice to have him on board and take care of a lot of the stuff. Some of the things I had to deal with over the last number of years." Gushue joked that while Flaxie's rock experience wasn't quite at the level of longtime Canadian curling coach Jules Ochar, Flaxie is just probably a little bit more organized than Jules. Jules still does everything by paper and pen, Gushu joked. He's pretty old school where Caleb gets the laptop out.